Good morning, everyone. This morning we are hosting Vicky and Deblina from the Great Legalization Movement and Indian Hemp Research Institute. Good morning, Vicky. Good morning, Deblina.
Good morning.
What is all this thing about? Okay, it's about hemp, but the name also applies that it's about the legalization of hemp with THC.
Hemp with THC and also industrial hemp. We are trying to educate the government about the important needs of bringing both the medicinal cannabis back into the healthcare system and also the hemp plan to come back and redesign a lot of products which are much more sustainable and eco-friendly for the planet.
You both are from the same city?
No, I'm from West Bengal, Calcutta. He's from Bangalore.
You're from Bangalore?
I'm from Bangalore, yeah.
So what is the story about? I mean, how did you get so passionate about this?
To me, I was really using cannabis before smoking, of course, for my own personal medicinal needs when I was young.
Medicinal needs?
Yeah. I was going through a phase where I was really depressed and being super antisocial in my life. And I was introduced to cannabis, and then it became much more easy to cope with all of my problems and stuff. So I was on that phase for 2 or 3 years, and then I became also very spiritual in my life, I guess. And towards the end of that, I had researched so much on cannabis that I knew the real history, I knew why it was prohibited, I knew all the uses, both the industrial hemp and the medicinal cannabis, and how good the future could be, you know, like if we just take this one beautiful plant and put it into good use in the society in a well-regulated manner. And that's where it began for me. And later I came back to India, I quit smoking completely. I saw a dying cancer patient actually in my village. So that was when I made the oil from cannabis, and then I gave it to her and she got completely cured from cancer. So that kickstarted a new phase of life for me, and I started helping a lot of cancer patients out. And now, 3 years down the road, we have helped about 700, 800 cancer patients with the cannabis oil. Many of them completely cured from cancers and various other diseases. So that is something that we are discussing with the government to bring it back and keep it as a prime healthcare and preventative medicine. And also bringing the hemp as well, not to leave hemp plant behind, because hemp is a super crop.
That's true.
Yeah.
So what is your story?
So I'm a product designer, and my college always instituted me to work in earthy materials, but then I worked in corporate with industrial materials like steel. And after which I came down to Orville and realized the importance of material which is from earth. And that's how I met also Vicky in the process of living in Orville and discovered the properties of hemp. Like, you can make so many things out of hemp, bioplastic out of hemp, fiberboard, crete, everything. So one material which I never used was plastic in entire my design life, which I got really interested in, and I started working with him for other products out of hemp.
You mentioned both of you met here in Orville. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
So how long are you here already?
I had been living here for 1 year and 4 months. Yeah.
And I was here just for a treatment, actually.
For treatment?
I was suffering from like a spine injury, so I was at Kalarigram trying to fix my back, and
It worked?
It did work, yeah.
Okay. If you went to Kalarigram, you would probably start to explore and you stumble upon Orville,
yeah? Yeah, yeah.
Did you work with any of the units or services here?
No, I had a very less time to begin with. I was here only for about 14-15 days. But I intend to come back and stay in Orville for quite a lot of time, because I see the kind of people who come here are also much more broad-minded and open to newer ideas. And when you have to set up something like a sustainable future, it's a very interesting place to start here in Orville. And I've always dreamt about starting Indian Hemp Research Institute right here in Orville. And all I need is 10 acres of land, and I think we'll be designing a whole lot of products from plant-based materials, and that can kickstart a whole new revolution across India.
And you were working with who?
Initially, I started with Lightfish with Mr. Samvit, and then I worked with Manu and Sacred Groves, and that was my prime project, my prime work in volunteering service, and also with Abha in Shraddhanjali. So because I was working in sacred groups for a long time and they use a lot of crete, earthcrete materials, hempcrete is something I would want to also convey if they are willing to understand the plant, and because it's the strongest fiber as of now, it's stronger than steel. There's no harm in, we can try an R&D with sacred groves or anybody who is interested.
Is it stronger than bamboo?
It's way stronger than bamboo. If we talk about it's stronger than steel, it's then definitely stronger than bamboo.
Okay.
It's the world's strongest known fiber.
When this institute, the Indian Hemp Research Institute and the Great Legalization Movement started?
The GLM was started 3 years ago when I helped the first patient and then she got completely cured of cancer. That's when I wanted to propagate this message that, you know, like, if you have cancer, you don't have to be limited just to chemotherapy or radiation or surgeries, which are usually toxic to the body. You know, like, I wanted to educate everyone. So GLM became like an educational movement, you know, like, not just for the people who are suffering, but also to the government, to the entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, activists, all those things. So GLM began 3 years ago in 2014, November. And Indian Hemp Research Institute is something that just started up, and we are working on the first 9 products right now, where we are producing fiber boards and all the furnitures using hemp, and we are making hemp paper, hemp bioplastic, bio cement, I call it, hemp, just like reed. And we are also working on biofuel, cosmetic products, textiles, and graphene, which is a very interesting thing.
These two institutions, they are supported by the government?
We have registered, and Indian Hemp Research Institute, we are tying up with the government right now. We are just waiting for the final meetings with the central government where it can be kickstarted in a huge way. And Indian Hemp Research Institute is, of course, a part of one more organization called Indian Hemp Industries, which is a farmers producer organization. So whatever products we're going to design in Indian Hemp Research Institute can be multiplied across India and help farmers all around.
The GLM?
GLM is just going to remain as an educational campaign to educate and bring awareness in the society. Indian Hemp Research Institute will be focused only on designing products and trying to replace everything that we see which can be done better and in a sustainable manner using hemp. Mm-hmm. And Indian Hemp Industries is going to work on expanding this knowledge and making sure all the farmers are growing hemp, and hemp products are available not just in Auroville or in Mysore or in Bangalore, but this change has to happen throughout India because the energy consumption everywhere is too bad. You know, like, just one place, if it becomes sustainable, doesn't mean that it's going to change the world. We need to grow hemp everywhere and use hemp-based products.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's true in a way, because initially I wasn't so much into understanding of hemp, and more than that, cannabis, if we call the plant. But then I did a lot of research as a project, and say, suppose I did a rocket stove for the communities in Auroville through Sacred Groves, and we had a lot of problems in termites and the strength of it and durability of it, where I saw when I looked around through internet that so many people across the globe, other than India as of now, and several other countries maybe, have used it, and it's totally anti-termites and fireproof at some point. So I think it has a strong potential.
Mm-hmm. What is your opinion about legalization of medicinal marijuana or the other one, which got THC inside?
That is the one with the THC is the medical marijuana or cannabis or ganja, yeah. The one, if the cannabis plant has THC, it's usually called marijuana or ganja or charas and bhang, whatever. But if it doesn't have any THC, that is called as the industrial hemp crop. Hemp doesn't have any THC in it.
I'm not an expert, but yeah, as far as I know, in Europe, because also where I come from, the process of legalizing marijuana without THC for medicinal purposes is coming up.
Oh, the CBD you're talking about.
Yes.
CBD is just one part of the compound, and I personally fully don't approve to be using only CBD extracts. because if there is a little bit of science behind how cannabis actually heals a person, and I think THC is extremely important to activate that potential for you to heal yourself. And I've worked with all the 700, 800 patients of mine. Everyone receives high concentrated THC extracts, and they all, many of them completely have cured because of this. And THC is the anti-cancerous substance. CBD works mainly on muscles and is a muscle relaxant and this and that, but THC works on a higher level.
As far as I know, the medicine marijuana or marijuana without THC, it's also prescribed for the hyperactivity, Asperger syndrome, and the rest of the things which are coming up in our kids.
As a oil maker myself, I did try so many different CBD extracts that were produced in Europe, and it had horrible side effects as compared to using it with THC.
Side effects like what?
The first time I got the CBD extract from Europe, I wanted to give it a try. So it's not supposed to get you high, basically. So mm-hmm. I took like about 10 drops because I was suffering from a lot of back pain, as I told you before. But instead of curing my pain completely, I became super anxious, and I was very, very in a bad state of mind for the next 7 to 8 hours, and I believed that I was gonna have a heart attack any moment because the pain levels just shot up a lot. So these CBD extracts are made from sativa plants. Sativa is an energizing strain. So CBD might be the cure, but it needs to be made and extracted in a nice way because of bad regulation even in Europe. You know, like all the growers who can grow hemp, they usually extract the CBD extracts and sell it around the world, and it has a lot of side effects. I know a couple of my patients who have tried CBD oils who have not slept for a week, and who have gone to ICU, and even severe sedatives had not put them to sleep because they promised that CBD is not getting them high. But because of that, they're okay to try higher doses, and when they take it, all the sativa properties of the plants kick in. So THC, when you add THC and CBD together, it's a very relaxing effect. Just a single drop, if I give you right now, and if you take it, you're going to be very, very, very relaxed for the next 6 to 8 hours. Yeah, and it's important to make from indica strain, which is a much more relaxing strain than the sativa. So all these signs of what strain to use to make medicine comes in, and it's not just about the CBD. CBD is a big I'm not gonna be anti-America, but it is like a new propaganda that they're doing, trying to drive the entire population away from THC, and you know, like promising on a new compound which doesn't have full healing properties.
Okay, you are believers, so I cannot argue because I don't have enough knowledge about it.
Mm-hmm.
So like I am not much into all this. I wasn't I don't smoke up. So when I saw his documentaries which he had shot, and personally that's why I went to meet one of his patients, and I understood from his case study that he had actually been healed. I don't know all that science is behind, but because he was healed to a certain level where the doctors gave up on him.
He was in a coma, and then he started taking cannabis oil, and he had given 3 weeks or 4 weeks to live, and 1.5 years later he's like a normal person.
And
right
then
now,
I met certain patients or people related to their patients who are working with us now because they got so much cured. So I think I would say that I am a believer, not because I know the science and not because I know how it works on the system of a human being, but because of the response. I think.
So what is your plan with this thing? You would like to introduce it to Oroville as well?
I think it could be a fantastic addition to Oroville if you guys, because you guys have bring so much of intellectual minds from across the planet, and designers and scientists and this and that. So if it can be grown in Oroville, and you guys can make all the products for Oroville by using hemp plant without causing any further destruction to the planet. For example, everyone needs shelter. You know, you guys don't need to use cement. It all goes back to where your source product is coming from. For example, cement is a very, very toxic industry, and if you're using cement, then still you guys are still contributing to the ecological damage in some way or the other. Though it's not happening here, it might be happening somewhere else. But still, they're using all the raw materials that they're using, the amount of energy it requires to make cement, it's a waste. Might as well just use all this open space, grow hemp. When hemp grows, it absorbs all the carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and it grows super fast. In 4 months, you can harvest and you can use all of these things to make your textiles or your road, for that matter, your buildings and your fiber boards,
okay,
everything.
This is the question just out of total ignorance. Mm-hmm. How do you make cement out of hemp?
No, you don't really make cement out of hemp, but
or
like how we...
like properties like a cement, so how do you use that?
So like what how we... what I know, because I'm not an architect, but what I have learned in Sacred Groves, how they make earthcrete, they use the reuse... they reuse the concrete and residues of the previous construction and they mix with earth. So basically to give a bonding, a binder support to it. And we have also tried with straws and different other fibers. So this is basically works as a strong binder. So that's how...
So hemp would work like a straw.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a strong binder.
So you use hemp fibers, the straws, and then you use the lime and then you just mix it up and then that's it. You have your crete ready. You can mold it into whatever you want, either bricks or... an entire structure if you wanted. And the beauty of hemp is, you know, like while cement degrades as time goes by, hemp keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger as it ages. And one of the other most important properties of hemp is hemp walls breathe. Like the cement walls do not breathe, it's completely isolated. Hemp walls breathe, you know, like it maintains a very steady temperature within the house. So you don't need AC, you don't need, even during summers, the houses inside will need
the
no...
The same as earth constructions are the same, they have the same properties.
Yes. Hemp makes it just stronger construction, so, and more...
Have you ever durable. Seen a house with made
yeah.
with hemp?
Yeah. In
Where
France.
In, India? In France,
yeah. I visited recently, I did a little bit of tour in France and Holland and I met few people who are growing hemp and who had built their entire houses in their own farm units, made completely out of hemp and super strong, I have to say.
Okay, what is the response from the people you get across with, or maybe from the government, about these two institutes and about your passion?
What is the government responding like? Very slow.
Slow, but it's not negative.
It's not negative, it's slow. But I think a cause like this needs to be taken more seriously and... mainly because there are so many patients who are suffering and there's not a real cure in the medical world, and even when it comes to industrial...
But use of cannabis in India, especially the one with cannabis indica, it's, as far as I know, it's well known for millennia now.
So now the government is also responding. I think they received the message and Maneka Gandhi recently made a statement that she would like to push cannabis for legalization for medicinal purposes. Mm-hmm. But the properties of hemp and other things were completely ignored. So in order to make our voice a little stronger, we are building a huge campaign to drive the awareness on cannabis and hemp across India right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where we could be driving from Kanyakumari to Delhi, covering all the states, all the state capitals, meeting all the ministers, giving them proper blueprint of how to regulate, how to set up these industries, how to all the knowledge that we have, we are just giving away to the government so that everything can be well used, the farmers can be empowered, the industries can get greener, and the patients have better medicines and at least an option to choose, if not.
Okay. What about your friends or your family? How do they respond to that?
They are very okay with it, I guess. Yeah. Never. So the first time I made the medicine, I think my mom helped me as well. You know, like, yeah, she was like sitting there and taking away all the seeds from the flowers and stuff. And then later I took it and made the medicine and gave it to the first patient ever. And after she got cured, my mom started using the cannabis oil herself, and she's a little overweight. She has a lot of knee issues. The very first night she took the medicine, she woke up the next morning and she was like, the pain has disappeared. And for 22 years, she's been limping. And I saw her walk out of the bedroom like, well, right after the first use.
Sounds like miraculous, though.
It is a miraculous drug, yeah.
And your family and friends, how did they respond to your involvement in this great legalization movement or Indian Hemp Research Institute?
Well, honestly, my parents were against it. Then I started sending them some links, and they went through it. They just told me that just be conscious and take precautions, that you shouldn't get caught till the time the legalization happens. But if you're doing something, because my parents, I'm the only child, so whatever I take a decision, they believe in it. So they do believe in it, but as a parent, they're a little scared as well.
And your friends?
Oh, well, my friends are all smokers. So if they find a better cause to it, they are definitely, yeah.
Yeah, but between somebody, you know, I think it's the distinction between a cancer patient and somebody who is recreational.
Yeah,
smoker.
Because I'll tell you an incident. My best friend, her dad, and even my ex-dean of my college, my ex-dean's wife was suffering from tumor, and that's how actually where I met Vicky in Oroville, because I was so desperate to get some cure for her, and all the doctors had given up on her. So that's how I came to Vicky, and my dean had been already looking for cannabis oil because there was no other way. I mean, everything was tried and tested. And also my best friend's father, but he expired very soon. It was like last moment we got to know that he had the 4-stage cancer. So I think when that moment comes, when the doctors give up, till that time you are trying with the other treatment. But when they give up, then you start believing, because anything works. And this is now, I don't know, so many patients I've seen who are getting cured, so...
Yeah, but then it's also, you know, it's well-known fact that cancer is actually an unsolved problem, yeah. And it reflects in the body. So if you start believing in something, it could be anything, you get cured, isn't it?
Yeah, cancer really goes back to your psyche as well, you know, like the kind of emotional blocks you can have, and the emotional burden or stress. Any disease, for that matter, is all directly related to stress in one way or the other. And so is cancer. And one of the beauty of cannabis is the only medicine on the planet which works on not just on your body, it works on three dimensions. It works on your body, it works on your mind, and it also works on your spirit. And it relaxes whatever ailments that have gone wrong in your body. It tries to balance it. It tries to calm down your mind and your spirit. It just lifts you up whenever you're down. And there are so many patients who did take cannabis even during their final stages, and they could not make out of death. They couldn't come out of death, but they passed away. But the entire families came to us and then thanked us simply because they had access to this medicine. They watched the last few weeks or few months of their life absolutely pain-free, and the patients were much more happier, and they accepted everything much better. And without cannabis, it couldn't have been the same, because they'd seen the same patient suffering for months together, not sleeping, not eating, not being in that situation of death, and not being able to cope with it. And cannabis helped them. It just relaxed them, nothing much, you know, like. And even when it comes to curing oneself from cancer, I think the moment the stress is gone, your body has all the capability to heal itself. It's all about losing stress.
It's about the mind, yeah.
Yeah, I think meditation is a big thing.
The best results actually I've seen years back in one clinic, where actually they starved the cancer cells. So the patients were all on vegetable juices, nothing else. And results were amazing.
Yeah. I follow that as well. I don't leave anything behind. When the patient comes to me, we designed a protocol where the entire body is taken care of, where the body is, we convert the environment of the body itself where it cannot host cancer cells anymore. So the diet plays a huge role, and so does mine. It's not like just because you change your diet completely, you can remain cancer free for the rest of your life. You also need to change your mind and the way you think and the way you relax and everything. So cannabis is just an aid, you know, like it's a short-term thing. And I believe more in medicinal use of cannabis than recreational use of cannabis. But also, I don't think we should prohibit people from trying it in the first place. It can be done and set up in a much better way where it doesn't have to be recreational, but it can rather be something like a preventative medicine. You know, like once in a week, you guys take cannabis. Yeah, and you stay preventative. Yeah, it's true.
The fact is, our lifestyles became too rapid in the last 100 years. Mm-hmm. Actually, exponentially, the same as inventions and industry and so forth. So it's probably hard to cope with the mind. Then you also look for the solutions which are a substitute, the fast relief, either be a tablet or alcohol or sex or TV or internet and also cannabis. So it's in this range. So I still think that it will take a little bit more if you want to look holistically as a man to go back and try to relax yourself.
I'm all with you on that. I any day wish that my patients would just walk into a forest or something and then just stay there for like some time and then heal themselves, because nothing heals better than nature, and I'm a firm believer in that. But at desperate times where a patient is suffering from severe pain or severe anxiety, if there is a beautiful plant which does not cause any kind of side effects to your body as compared to your allopathic medicines or tablets and pills and pharmaceuticals and drugs, when there's a plant which can do a better job without causing any kind of side effects, that needs to be accepted. You know, like there's no point in
so many plants will do the same thing. For example, the hops. I mean, the one of the main ingredients to make beer. It's also relax you. It makes you like total relaxation. If you have a pillow made of hops, you will sleep.
We should use that.
Yeah,
I'm all up for that.
That due to the use or abuse of the medicine, but marijuana with THC developed bipolar disorders.
I have something to add to that, actually. While cannabis itself does not cause bipolar, it actually cures bipolar disorders. Many of the young kids who might be smoking cannabis, or any adult as well who might be smoking cannabis, and if their health are deteriorating in a bad way, it really goes back to where they're sourcing this cannabis from, because it can be very easily adulterated with lots of chemicals, and it's a happening thing. We have seen drug dealers and peddlers taking shoe polish, rat poisons, horrible kind of sprays just to make it a little sticky, just to give it a little texture and make people believe that this is good stuff, and they try to sell it. And when the people are smoking it, they're not smoking pure ganja. They're smoking all these chemicals inside the body which causes these side effects. But when you look at a person who's using the most purest form of cannabis, it does not do any damage, but it only cures. But overusing anything is too bad. I'm with you on that. No, like even water can
abuse of anything.
I would recommend everyone to just use it maybe one little drag in an entire day. That's it. That too, after all your work is done. And if the other protocol would be like just using once in the week, and that's it. You don't need more than that, actually. And naturally, you know, like the science behind cannabis is actually very interesting and very simple, if I might just take a minute or two to explain it. We all have this system called as the endocannabinoid system. So endocannabinoid system, the prime responsibility of the system is just to make sure everything in the body remains in a balanced state. And endocannabinoid system is a communication protocol between your body and your brain. Okay, the beauty of how the body functions is endocannabinoid system is activated only when you're not stressed out in life, which means when you're not stressed out, you're happy, you're in a blissful state. When you're in a blissful state, your brain produces these chemicals called as anandamide. The term anandamide itself is derived from the Sanskrit word anandamaya. So your brain produces anandamide. All the cells in your body have anandamide receptors. So these anandamides that are produced activates these receptors, which in turn activates the endocannabinoid system, which in turn brings the body to a balanced state. Now, what this means is, you know, like if you're just not stressed out in life, if you're naturally in a happy state, your body and brain coordinates with each other, and whatever is out of balance, it can bring it back to balance. If there's any kind of stress, everything gets hampered. Now, the link between this system and cannabis is the scientist discovered that THC is the compound which mimics as an anandamide in our body, which means THC has the capability to activate these anandamide receptors, not the CBD, THC. CBD also has receptors, but when THC activates these receptors. Again, the same thing is happening. So your entire body and your brain will be able to coordinate with each other properly and bring whatever is out of balance into a balanced state. For example, if your pancreas is not producing enough insulin, now after this, or when you generally relaxed, or after when you take cannabis, there's a little coordination and your brain detects that, okay, there's not enough insulin, let me force the pancreas to produce more insulin, as simple as that. If your BP is too high, it'll bring it down. If your sleep is not good, it'll bring back your sleep. If your appetite is down, it'll bring back your appetite. If your hormones or any kind of metabolic functions in your body is out of balance, everything comes back to balance. That's the reason when people start smoking cannabis, they lose all this unwanted weight that is usually stored in our body. That is also because of stress and bad metabolic activity. But the moment they start smoking cannabis, all these obesity and other things disappears immediately, and that's
Whoa,
exactly
I see people
how
actually munching out.
they munch, but they remain slim. You know, like just you look at me. I'm a daily
constitution.
Yeah, show me a fat sadhu.
I've seen them.
You've seen them, the fake ones, the real.
Whatever. I just keep rolling in my head, it's that we are still looking for substitutes.
Yeah, it's...
As you said, our body does have all these things, including adrenaline and a bunch of hormones, and lots of things produced at the time when we need them to balance it. So the answer would be maybe somewhere else.
It's a substitute that we need at the moment right now. Like I've worked with cancer patients personally, hundreds of them, and when they're suffering from pain, and when you try to teach them meditation or breathing and this and that, it's too late for them, you know, like they cannot focus. Yeah, they're already very stressed out. Just a single drop of cannabis oil just relaxes them, puts them to sleep. And when they're sleeping, the body just starts healing a lot faster. Mm. It's a substitute, which is the need of the hour right now. But hemp, on the other hand, it's not a substitute. It's like the most important thing that the entire world needs right now, because look at all the products that we are using, whether be it paper or wood, you know, like we're destroying the forest, be it cement or the fuels that we are using and plastics that we are generating. All these things cause more damage to both the air and water and the soil. Wherever it gets produced, wherever it gets used, and it doesn't have any kind of degradability factor, if I might call it. So hemp replaces all of these products in a better way, and all the people across the world use these products. So if everyone starts using a sustainable product instead, it would just make it a better world. Look, in just 30 years right now, the last 30 years, humans have destroyed over 50% of the Earth's original forest cover, okay? We cannot keep going on and on and on like the way we are consuming right now. Everyone needs furniture. Everyone needs a bed to sleep on, or a sofa to sit on, or chairs or anything. Yeah, all these products are made from wood. Why? We can make it from fiber-based products instead. And paper, everybody uses paper. From a kid to adults to government agencies to corporations, everyone uses paper. Mm-hmm. Why destroy trees when you can make and produce so much better paper when you use this plant-based fibers instead?
True.
So just by changing a couple of products, we really, I think we're going to start driving the future of humanity and the planet in the right direction.
Okay, but let's stay hopeful that still the conscious is evolving and is changing, and the people are waking up, the souls are waking up.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your plan for Oroville? Do you have any plans? You're going to start something here?
I would like to discuss this with the people who are involved, and if there is any place where we can process all these things. And I think also a lot of people who come here to visit Oroville, it can also create like an educational thing for them. You know, like there are all these products which are just made out of hemp. So that itself acts as a awareness. And I think Oroville can contribute to changing the world in a better way by just simply allowing like few acres be grown, you know, like hemp to be grown, and then setting up the Indian Hemp Research Institute, teaching all these people how to make these products and things like that.
Have you addressed anybody on this matter?
Not yet, but when we are driving through the campaign, we are also going to be going through all of these processes where we're going to be getting involved with FD government, setting up these places and other things in different regions of the country. Yeah.
Any thoughts? Or you did something? In secret groups, you were using hemp already?
No, I wasn't. I met him later almost. Mm. So that's why I think it is a good idea for R&D in sacred groves or wherever people are interested. Even right now, we were discussing about, I was looking at the newsletter, and Bamboo Center is having a festival, it seems.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, and just like a thought of discussion, maybe fiber boards and maybe introducing hemp for much more variety, because Bamboo Center also makes, I think, textiles out of bamboo.
And one of the things that I was really inspired after coming to Oroville was I wanted to really make one road in Oroville made out of hemp. I wanted to produce hemp road.
Like a pay road?
Like proper, like asphalt, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but we don't have asphalt, it's just no, pay
yeah.
roads.
Yeah, yeah. So converting that into a hemp road instead.
Like I said, you will look for the people who can work with.
We'll do that, yeah. We are growing lots of hemp soon, and I think I will bring huge truckloads of hemp and make, at least with your permission of course, convert one road into a hemp road.
All the best in that. I think it sounds promising and it could be done.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you both for coming.
Thank you for having us here.
Interesting. And see you, I think, in next few years you will be active in the area.
Hopefully.
Or somewhere in the background.
Hopefully, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.